Would you like to make your money last through retirement? Would you like to take some of the risk out of the market? Could you use a break in your taxes? Well, your timing is perfect. You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer. Jerry and Nick have received numerous awards over the past four decades and are known as Orlando's father and son retirement wealth team. They've been featured in magazines and TV news shows and named one of Orlando's five-star wealth managers. Together, they lead the Group 10 financial team. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer.
Welcome to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott alongside the father and son retirement wealth advisors, Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. You know, the purpose of this show is to help you build wealth smartly with less risk, get you retired, and then make sure you stay retired. If you have any retirement questions, you want to sit down with Jerry and Nick at Group 10 Financial and talk about where you are on your roadmap to retirement. No cost, no obligation, no pressure consultation. It's 800-691-3372. We'll give you that number throughout the program. It is 800-691-3372. Now, if you want to find out more about Jerry and Nick, more about Group 10 Financial, their office is right there in Maitland. You want to find out about maybe some live educational events that Jerry and Nick put these on from time to time. That schedule is all on the website as well. And the web address is group10financial.com. And it's a numerical 10, group10financial.com. Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mark. Hey, how's that golf game going?
Well, it's not bad, I will say that. For only playing once or twice a week, it is not bad. I preferred
once or twice a week.
I preferred my golf game when it was like five times a week, Nick, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, my son, he's been spending the week at what we call Grandma Golf Camp. My mom is a really great golfer. So every year for the past couple years now, he will spend a week with grandma and they go out and play 18 holes a day in the heat. I mean, it's hot. And, you know, they're going out and practicing pretty much every day. And then my 3-year-old really is, every time Bradley goes out to golf, she keeps asking, can I go, can I go, can I go? So I took her out and went to one of those PGA Superstore right in the center of Orlando down by International Drive. And they have this launch monitor in there. So she got a golf club and she was hitting it. And if it made it over 20 yards when she hit, she would like scream, yes. So so it's really crazy seeing this 3-year-old swing, hit the ball, turn around, run up to the screen to see how far it goes. And when it went over 22 yards, she'd look at me and she'd be like, yes. So I told
she's going to give him competition.
Yeah, that's why I told Bradley. I said, hey, man, your sister's going to beat you. No, she's too small. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, Tiger Woods, if you saw him when he was little, he could hit a ball.
Yeah, so Bradley's going to join your buddy Jim Herman maybe out on the PGA Tour.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
You know, our topic today is a little different than we normally do. We're going to get into some different questions and questions to ask that you need to ask before hiring a financial advisor. So very pertinent stuff. And, you know, you can be sure that for some of you, this might be the year that you'll hang it up, the year that you'll move from the workforce into retirement, the year you'll change your life forever. Today's retirement conversation will be directed especially to those who plan to retire, you know, this year or maybe next year. The information we'll share with you today is information that you can put to use right away. But for those not quite ready to retire, or even for those who have already retired, this information will be of great value to you as well. So no matter where you find yourself along the road to retirement, there is plenty of valuable information that you will get in this hour. So give us an hour of your time, and we'll give you information and valuable insights on how to go about hiring a financial advisor. So, Jerry, I guess let's start with this. Where are we headed today?
Boy, finding someone, Mark, you know, to help you plan through the next 20, 30, maybe even 40 years of retirement, it isn't easy. You know, especially here in Orlando. There's billboards, there's, you know, signs on
there's
the sides of
buses. There's lots of choices
of
around all over the place,
there's
right?
There's a bunch of choices. Yeah, you got stockbrokers, you got insurance agents, you got financial advisors, and there's some that we don't even want to address, but they hang themselves out there and take advantage of people. But, you know, you only so many folks out there, they go in, they talk to someone, and their whole focus is on selling you something.
Like a stock or an annuity or something like that, right?
Yeah, you know, you walk in, they don't ask any questions. They want to know how much money you have over in the bank or over in your 401k, and here's the fit. It's got to be more than selling you something. And there's people out there like us that help you build a retirement plan. And then there are, you know, few types of investments, while others have, maybe they're only limited that they can only talk about insurance products, or maybe they can only talk about stocks. And as a true fiduciary, we have the entire universe available to us without limitations. It's not an easy choice.
No. Yeah. But I mean, a lot of times, though, I'll actually have people that will come in, and they'll have stacks of their statements, and they'll sit down and literally push the statements across the table in the first minute and say, okay, what should I buy? And I'll stop and I'll say, well, I can't really look at that. I'll push it back across the table and say, I need to know who you are first. We need to know what your goals are, what your concerns are, what your problems are, what your aspiration is for your retirement before I ever look at this.
And, it's kind of like going to the doctor and saying,
what meds do I have?
Well, what
I
don't are you know, here not... for? Well, that's for you to figure out.
Exactly. Right. And you wouldn't do that with your doctor. If a doctor came over and said, at 2 minutes into the meeting, he comes in, he walks in, he shakes your hand, he sits down, he grabs a pill bottle, and he says, here, take two of these and call me tomorrow, you'd be like, okay, well, you didn't even check me out. You don't even know what's wrong with me.
Right.
And that would be not good. And in finances, it works the same way. So it's not an easy decision. That's probably why a lot of people procrastinate in choosing a financial advisor, is because of that. What I've always kind of known is the confused mind generally says no. And the confused mind generally just says, I'll just put it off, I'll just put it off, I'll just put it off, until the day you retire and you can't keep putting it off anymore. Like I said, confused mind generally says no. Hopefully today what we'll focus on the show is really helping kind of clear things up and give you some clarity on what to do.
We're glad you're with us for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. I'm Mark Elliott. So this can be complicated for those of us that aren't in the financial world like you guys are, obviously, Nick. So how do we go about selecting a financial advisor? I'm sure you've got some tips for us.
Well, we got a lot of questions that you can ask. So, you know, put these in your memory, write them down if you're someplace where you can write it down. But we'll go over a list of questions to ask. I mean, basically, like Dad said, your retirement could last 20, 30, 40 years. So the relationship that you have with a financial advisor is going to be a long-term relationship. And so you've got to do your due diligence, and find somebody that you can work with for years and years and years. One of the reasons that I kind of got into this business is when I was a kid, I would be in the file room and I would see like two and three generations of people, of families that were with us as a company. And then I got to know those families and I got to build relationships with them. And still, if you go into our file room now, you'll see three generations of, maybe we were working originally with the dad, then the son, now the grandson. So that's kind of an exciting thing. And these relationships that we have with our client families last years. And so the same way that we help people, you also have to go out and find out who's going to be here to work with me for 20, 30 years. Who's going to be here to help my wife out if something happens to me and I walk out on life before her? Who's going to be here to help my family or my kids if I'm not around any longer? So these are tough decisions. But just remember, when you're going out and trying to find a financial advisor, it's a relationship that's going to last years, not 2 minutes.
Yeah, it reminds me of a couple that we helped just recently, Joe and Karen, and they were never really confident about their retirement. They'd accumulated a lot of money, but they were both worried about running out of money during their retirement. And investing was something neither of them knew a lot about, because they had their 401ks at work, which was pretty much, they just put money in, but they didn't really have much to manage it. But they put off deciding what to do for so long because they were worried they might pick the wrong person.
Make the wrong choice,
not knowing when to turn on and off Social Security. And they listened to us on the radio, and they came into one of our live events, and they decided to take the first step was let's just go meet these guys. And the rest is history. You know, folks, you don't have to procrastinate until the day before you retire to make a decision what you're going to do with something you've worked so hard to accumulate. Or, you know, you have to know, is it the right time to retire? When should I take Social Security? If I have to take withdrawals out of my savings, how do I do it? How do I minimize taxes on doing it? It's one of the reasons we built our one-page retirement blueprint. It's a financial snapshot of your situation that will show you a roadmap of how to successfully make your financial decisions for your retirement, all on one simple page. You know, you also get a retirement income analysis. It'll show you, you know, what to expect in retirement. We'll factor in inflation. We'll factor in taxes. And it's one page, and it's a retirement blueprint that'll help you get better clarity so that you know I'll be okay or I'm not if I continue on this track that I'm following. Mm-hmm. Take the first step. Just give us a call to schedule your own complete planning review. Visit with us right here at our Maitland offices at 1-800-691-3372. Again, that number, 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial, started the company back in 1965. His son, Nick, well, Nick is a national known keynote speaker, was named in 2014, 2015, and 2016 as an Orlando five-star wealth manager. Jerry, of course, in 2016, named as an Orlando five-star wealth manager. I'm Mark Elliott. This is On the Money. Today, we're talking about some questions you need to ask before hiring a financial advisor. And Nick, you said you had a list of questions to ask candidates when you're interviewing prospective financial advisors. Where do we begin?
Well, when people come in, we ask them really if they're working with an advisor. And a lot of people will say, well, why do you ask that? Because maybe 80% of the people that we've seen have had a bad experience, wouldn't you say?
I would say at least that, yeah.
Or whatever. Maybe they lost tons of money in 2008. They got out of the market. They've been sitting on cash ever since. You know, maybe they were pressured into buying something they didn't want. Maybe they were sold a product not right for them. Maybe they never had had good service with whoever they were. It's easy to be gun shy, but there's going to be a lot of questions that are going to help when we get into those.
So, all right, Jerry, let's maybe go through this list of questions, and we'll take them one at a time in a little more detail here in a little bit, but maybe just set up these questions for us.
Well, you know, if you're going to go in and talk with a financial advisor or an insurance agent or a stockbroker, you know, ask them, you know, just don't be shy. You know, sit there and say, what advice does your firm specialize in?
What type of financial products do you offer?
Yeah. You know,
is it limited?
Yeah, exactly. What can you offer me? What kind of experience do you have? And what type of continuing education do you participate in? You know, so many people are out there and they never go back to school. It would be like going to a doctor where they went in years ago without CAT scans and all this, and they never evolved into the modern technology. Are you trusted enough to train other advisors? That's a big question, because we spend a lot of time going around and talking with other advisors, and Nick, as being the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Consultants, he's called on almost a weekly, what to do in this situation, what advice can you do? And then he travels all over attending seminars and conferences to keep abreast of what is changing in the marketplace. And believe me, it changes almost daily. Do you have the same investment philosophies? Are you doing that for your own dollars, as you offer, say, I need this plan? Well, are you investing in what you're talking to me about?
Right.
Yeah. You know, are you currently licensed?
Are you currently licensed, right?
Boy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, and are you captive or independent? Years ago, I started my career 50 years ago with Metropolitan. And I learned early on, as one of the youngest managers, that I was limited to only what Metropolitan offered. Not that they were bad, but there were other programs available that we weren't allowed to use because of the fact that we were captive. Being independent, you can, again, pick and choose what companies.
You're not held to one
And boy, that is so important to find out, are you captive or are you independent? How often do you get in touch with your clients? Just once and never see them again? Or do you have regular meetings with your clients to keep them abreast of changes? And another one that is a big one that you need to ask, are you fee-based or are you just commission-based? What happens to my money if something happens to you or your firm? Just this week, I had a fellow that came.
I know where you're going with this one.
Yeah, he come up and he said, and says, why aren't you retired at 65? I said, and says, retire at 65. I still have pimples. You know, I'm not even thinking about retiring at 65. But again, we have a contingency plan that's going to last long after I walk out on life. And another one that you need to ask is the advisor asking you questions and listening to what concerns and goals you have, or are they just pushing a product?
Well, you know, and how do you go about creating a financial plan for your clients? That's another good question to ask. How do you go about building a plan? You know, these are some awesome questions, and we're definitely going to, these questions are going to give you some clarity so you know what to look for when you're looking for a financial person to work with. But ultimately, you know, I found a lot of people are just putting off making these financial decisions because of how wild the stock markets have been. We're in an election year. People don't know what to do. Do they keep doing what they're doing? Do they make changes? What do I do? And the thing is, I find that a lot of people are making those decisions because they don't have a plan. And what we're offering today is offering you an opportunity to get your own plan built for you, what we call your retirement blueprint. It's the plan that we're always talking about. We sit and we walk you through the plan. And obviously, you can be the judge if you want to implement that plan or not. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. And as many of you know, we're a very mature firm, now 50 years old. We have offices right here in Maitland. We're here to serve you. And those folks who want to become clients, great. Those that don't, that's perfectly okay too. During this the complete planning review with us, it's a 60-minute visit with us. After that visit, we'll help build your retirement blueprint for you. It's going to show you your income plan. It's going to be a stress test to show you how much risk you have on your portfolio. It's going to really kind of put everything in sequence so you know exactly how to build an income plan in retirement that will last to help you not run out of money during retirement. That's the complete planning review for the next 14 callers who call 1-800-691-3372. That's 1-800-691-3372. If you have $200,000 saved for retirement, call now and schedule your time to come into our office and get your complete planning review. You'll benefit from going through this process. 800-691-3372.
The top questions you need to be asking when you're searching for a financial advisor. We're going to get into these questions a little deeper when we come back. Stay with us. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
The stock market. You either love it or hate it. Remember what happened to your investment and retirement accounts back in 2001 and again in 2008? And I hope we certainly never have to go through that again, but you never know. How much risk are you taking with your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts? I'll bet you didn't think you were taking much risk the last time the market fell. But look what happened. Make sure you never get caught off guard by taking too much risk. Get your retirement accounts stress tested. Group 10 Financial has been helping people retire for over 49 years. They've seen the best and the worst the economy and the stock markets have to offer. They've helped guide their clients through it all. Let them stress test your retirement accounts so you can see how much risk you're really taking. Don't ever get surprised again. Jerry and Nick Royer and the Group 10 Financial team will help you get your portfolio stress tested, and they'll do it for free. It may just open your eyes. Call 844-GROUP-10. That's 844-GROUP-10. Or you can always go to the web, group10financial.com. Never get caught off guard again. 844-GROUP-10. Investment advisory services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, and as always, I'm pleased to be here with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Both Jerry and Nick are investment advisor representatives. Jerry is the author of the book, It's Your Money. He has been selected as part of the elite who's who in finance and industry, who's who in America, and who's who in the world. Nick is a national keynote speaker, was named in 2014, 2015, and 2016 as an Orlando five-star wealth manager. If you have retirement questions, you're not sure if your money will last as long as you do, you can sit down with Jerry and Nick in their Maitland office and find out the answers to your questions. No cost, no obligation, no pressure consultation. It's 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. Today, Jerry and Nick are talking about making the search for a financial advisor. How do you go about it? And it doesn't matter if you're looking for your first advisor, or you're looking to change advisors, or you're seeking someone to just help you with your retirement. And it's not easy. We're going to walk you through some questions, maybe 10 of these questions, that you need to answer before you hire a financial advisor. So, Nick, I guess, why don't you start the ball rolling? Jerry went through the list of questions. Yeah. How do you want to proceed?
Well, most people commonly ask first, I think probably the very first thing is, what type of financial products or advice do you, your financial firm, specialize in? And a lot of people, it depends on who you work with. If you peel back the onion, pretty much every financial firm will have two different licenses, or maybe one of these licenses. So in our financial world, you can either have a securities license, which allows you to offer stocks, bonds, mutual funds, maybe variable annuities, things like that, things that can go up in value and things that can go down in value. And you have to have some sort of securities license to be able to offer those programs. The other thing is an insurance license. That's what allows a person to maybe offer life insurance, health insurance, fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities. You need an insurance license for those types of things. So it just depends on who you're walking in. If you walk into a firm that says Joe's insurance services, chances are he just has an insurance license and can just do those things. Chances are if you go into another firm that's maybe Joe's securities, he can just offer securities. So you're kind of limited. It's kind of like going on a Toyota lot and expecting to be sold a Ford, even though a Ford might be the best thing for you. It's just not going to happen. They're going to say, hey, Toyota is the way to go. Toyota is the way to go. The better option is like those megaplex things where you go on and there's like cars from every company all on one lot and they don't care where you go. That's where they have like a broad universe of cars available. And that's what you kind of want to work with, is maybe somebody who's duly licensed. They have both licenses, securities and insurance. They have a broad universe of options available to them. And because of that, because we are duly licensed, we are able to build what we call purpose-driven retirement plans, to where we're not focused or held bound to a particular product that we have to use because that's all we have. We can actually build retirement plans and focus on finding the programs that fit into your unique retirement plan. Folks, stay away from the order takers, the person who says, what do you want me to buy? I'll buy it for you. That's not a plan. That's an order taker. That's not a planner.
Yeah, there was a lady, Jody, who came into our office, Mark. She had only had a broker who would buy things and sell things, kind of like that order taker that Nick just mentioned.
Right.
You know, her number one fear in retirement was running out of money, but the broker didn't focus on helping her with that. You know, and I told her, you know, just in pun, I sent her, says, what's the first five letters of broker?
You know? Broke.
Yeah. Broke, you know? And I said, and says, you know, he hasn't been winning very much for you, but he's doing a lot of buying and selling. He wasn't
making money on the transactions.
There you go. So when she came in to visit, I knew the number one cause was failing to not have a plan and running out of money, and just a bunch of stocks and mutual funds that she'd accumulated. So we started by helping create a retirement budget to figure out how much she needed to have to ensure that she'd have a comfortable, carefree retirement. We then built the one-page simple retirement blueprint that we talk so much about, that showed her all on one page, not a volume, a bunch of boilerplate, one page that she could hold in her hands and use, you know, that to have and understand that she could build a confident retirement lifestyle and help her make sure she didn't run out of money during retirement, which was her number one fear. our team specializes in retirement planning. And when the folks give us a call, you can set up your own complimentary retirement planning review. All you have to have is $200,000 saved for retirement, and give us a call at 800-691-3372. Pull over that car, get off that couch, give us a call. 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick Royer is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. He is now serving his second three-year term in that position. I'm Mark Elliott. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial, their office right there in Maitland. And we're talking about questions you need to ask before you make the decision to hire a financial advisor to help you with your retirement. And Nick, earlier you said the way the advisor answered the question, what can you offer me, really reveals a lot about the type of advisor they are. Would you explain that?
Well, if an advisor goes directly into a sales pitch a few minutes, okay? I mean, what was that TV, that movie, and we had Alec Baldwin in it, and he said, A, B, C, A always, B, B, C closing, always be closing. So, hey, folks, if you go into an office and you're going directly into a sales pitch about somebody's product lines or how you need to buy the product that they have, and it fits everybody, even the cat, that's something you might want to stand up and leave on that one. You know, rather what they should be asked is, what are your goals? What are your objectives? What's the purpose of your money?
What are you trying to accomplish?
And then let me help you. Let's find out what problems you have so we can fix the problems, hit your goals, and you can live in retirement. And, what are you hoping to accomplish? One of the things I like to ask is, what are your aspirations? What have you done up to this point to prepare for retirement? So these are the questions that need to be started out and asked, rather than sitting down and as soon as your butt hits the chair, somebody says, okay, you need to be buying this, and here's the form to sign.
So we're talking today about some questions you need to ask to find the right type of advisor for you. And that's certainly what Jerry and Nick would love to sit down with you, 800-691-3372. But Jerry, what's the difference between someone who follows the suitability standard versus an advisor who adheres to the fiduciary standard?
Well, you're looking here for someone who is willing to advise you, not simply sell you a product.
Bingo.
That's the key. You know, most fiduciary advisors will help build a financial plan first. They'll discuss it with you. They'll go over it. They'll tweak it to make sure it meets your goals, your objectives, what you're trying to do. Then find the products to fit into that plan and review each step of that with you. Not just come in and take your money and issue you a policy and you put it in a drawer and you say, I wonder if I really needed that. Mm-hmm. A suitability advisor or a broker will offer products only or investments first, trying to promote the product and the investment plan itself, trying to sell you on the company perhaps that they're representing. A fiduciary, by law, has to do what is in your best interest. And their license is on, you know, it's in jeopardy if they don't do that.
Well, I mean, the easier way I think about it is suitability to me. A lot of people, they follow, like, because they don't have a fiduciary, sometimes when you're only needing to follow the suitability standard, everybody can have a cookie cutter plan, right?
And a lot of folks
do. There's an advisor in town, and I can tell you from as soon as they walk in my door, they'll tell me who they're working with, and I'll say, I bet you have this program and that program. And they'll say, well, how did you know? And I'll be like, because everybody has that same thing who comes in here who works with them. It's the same plan. It doesn't matter if you're 60, or it doesn't matter if you're 70 or 50. Everybody has the same thing. And a fiduciary by law has to do what's in your best interest, and sometimes that means it's your own unique plan. It's unique to you. And as fiduciaries, when we meet with people for the very first time, we always trying to find out what your biggest concerns are. And most of the time, you know, people are concerned with losing money in the next market crash or not having enough money in retirement to pay those bills. And I mean, seriously, what would your world be like if you didn't get a paycheck for 20 or 30 years? But that's what retirement is. It's a period of unemployment that could extend for decades. And it's important to know how you're going to generate income when that work paycheck stops arriving every 2 weeks. and it's important to know how to survive in both good and sour markets. The markets aren't always going to go up in one direction, folks. And if you're, you know, if somebody says they have a crystal ball, nobody has a crystal ball that actually works. There's a possibility that you could live 3, 4, or 5 market crashes in retirement, that you're going to live through that. I mean, they typically happen every 5 to 8 years. So it's a good idea to plan for it so you're not caught off guard like a lot of people were in 2008. So if you're feeling concerned and maybe like you haven't planned well enough or aren't ready to retire well, then give us a call at 800-691-3372 and set up your complete planning review strategy session with us right here in our Maitland offices. You'll get not only a stress test on your current situation to see how your portfolio would do if another 2008, you know, happened again, but we'll also build for you your own one-page retirement blueprint that will give you clarity on whether you are on track for a good retirement or not. And if not, then show us ways to help you fix those problems. That's the complete planning review. Just give us a call if you have over $200,000 saved for retirement. Again, that number is 800-691-3372. Again, that's 800-691-3372.
All right, so Jerry and Nick have hit on two very important questions that you need to pose when looking for a financial advisor. We've got a lot more to get to. Stay with us. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
According to the AARP, the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. Are you confident that your retirement savings is sufficient to last you through retirement? If not, let Jerry and Nick Royer and the team at Group 10 Financial help you develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan that can help you to spend with confidence while maintaining your lifestyle during retirement. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call us now to schedule a retirement income analysis. This is a complimentary, no-obligation review where you can discover how to maximize your Social Security benefits, how to protect your retirement savings from potentially higher taxes, and the rising cost of health care. Call 844-GROUP-10, that's 844-GROUP-10. To schedule your complimentary, no-obligation retirement income analysis, call right now, 844-GROUP-10. Investment advisor services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, along with the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial, Jerry Royer. Jerry started Group 10 Financial back in 1965. Also with us, of course, is Jerry's son, Nick. Nick is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. He just finished his first 3-year term. He has now started on his second 3-year term in that position. And Jerry and Nick will help you find total solutions for your retirement needs when you give them a call today at 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation, no pressure consultation, nothing to lose other than a little bit of time, but a lot for you to gain. 800-691-3372. This week, Jerry and Nick are talking about some questions that you need to ask if you're seeking out a financial advisor. So let's get to the next question, Jerry. What's number 3 on your list?
Boy, how much time do you spend furthering your education?
Yeah, what type of continuing education do you participate
exactly.
in?
Exactly.
What experience do you have?
You know, what continuing education do you participate in? Why? To keep up with current laws, current tax codes, investment opportunities. You know, do they have a routine training regimen that they attend that is compulsory, as we have here? You know, that is so important.
It's just like baseball. Can you imagine being on a baseball team and trying to play on the field if you never practiced or showed up?
I think that's the Cincinnati Bengals, my favorite team there. What, last place since the beginning? They're liable to go wire to wire in last place.
You mean the Reds, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Reds, the baseball team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, the thing is if you're not in the game, you're out of the game. I mean, that's just how I look at it. I've actually been part of some organizations with people who are financial advisors who haven't educated them in years, And the conversations that I have with them is so strange, because I'll ask them some questions and they'll be like, well, that's not possible. Well, actually it is. Well, I'll have to find out about that. And usually it's because they just haven't kept up on their education. They don't know the opportunities available. So, another thing, how I look at it is, what kind of expertise do they have? You wouldn't want an out-of-shape personal trainer. Think about that.
That's so true.
You wouldn't want your personal trainer to be in worse shape than you, and here you're going to them, right? You wouldn't do that. And so you got to ask about their credentials. Are they financially healthy as far as knowledge goes? Do they have the financial knowledge that you need? What are the credentials behind their name? What training are they needing to obtain? Are they a registered financial consultant, a certified financial planner, a chartered financial consultant? There's higher standards out there. We're registered financial consultants. Our team is built of registered financial consultants. We have an ethics. We're held to a higher standard. Ask if they've been trusted to train other advisors. When I first got involved in practice, I actually went out to Omaha, Nebraska for a training event. And guess who was teaching that training event, Mark?
Who?
My dad.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he's got the experience.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was 3 years old. When I was a kid, I was, third grade. I would have been 8 years old. I remember I was Boo Bear in a play. It was this Christmas play, and I was a bear dressed up in a bear outfit. And I remember my dad telling me, you know what, I'll be there, but I won't be able to see you ahead of time. And he said, because I'm training other financial planners in the Miami Valley area. At the time, we were up in Cincinnati. And I don't know if you remember that, Dad,
yeah.
But that stuck with me, because here is my dad teaching other people. And we still do that to this day. We teach other people. We're training other people. We've actually had other financial advisors who are retiring say, you know what, we're retiring, but we want you to take care of our clients from here on out now that we're retiring. So you just got to find out, is the person you're working with, are they trained? Are they educated? Are they trusted in the industry?
We're glad you're with us for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial, their office right there in Maitland. I'm Mark Elliott, and we're glad you're with us today. What's another question, Nick, to ask an advisor that you're interviewing to decide if you want to hire them or not?
You know, I actually wrote this down because this is a question we hadn't really talked about, but Dad had mentioned it in the first segment, is asking people if they are investing in the same products. Ask them if they invest in the same investments or the products that they recommend. You know, so that's one important thing. Do they basically believe in their own philosophy? Do they believe what they preach? Do they drink the Kool-Aid is what I kind of, say. Do they follow the same beliefs? And I personally do. The same things that I recommend, I'll be upfront. I'll say, hey, you know, this is a specific portfolio that I've used myself. There was a while back in one of the other shows, one of the callers had a question saying, well, you know, what do you think about annuities? And I was upfront when I answered that. I said, hey, I had one. I mean, in 2008, I had a principal protected annuity, a fixed index annuity. And when the market went down in 2008, I didn't lose a dime.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I remember you showing me your statements, and I said, hey, likewise.
Yeah. You know? There's a lot of people that said I would never buy one of those. And I said, well, that's fine. I own one and I love it. So, I mean, the thing is sometimes it's a fit for people, sometimes it's not. It's just, you know, sometimes your perspective changes when you invest the same way that you suggest. And that's just one example. I firmly believe in having a plan, a roadmap, if you will, that can guide somebody through retirement. A written plan, we call it a retirement blueprint. And it revolves around more than just a product. So do I believe in... Do I invest in the same products as I do for everybody? Yes, but my plan is going to be different from everybody else's plan because we're all unique. Like Dad says, we're all different like our fingerprint. And so our blueprint, the blueprint for your house is different than your neighbor's house, I'm sure. And so your retirement blueprint is going to change versus other people too. And a lot of times people think that they'll just get to retirement and then start withdrawing money out of whatever they've saved. And they don't know how much to take out, so they're just guessing. And sometimes they'll ask their advisor for an income plan, and that advisor will say, well, just take out 4% and you'll be okay. That's a guess. And retirement's too valuable to be a guess. We're here to help. So if you don't have a retirement income plan, we can help you build one, our one-page retirement blueprint. And that will show you if you're on track or not. So just give us a call at 800 691-3372, and visit with us to start building your own one-page plan at no cost to you. Again, call to set up your visit with us at our Maitland office for your complete planning review. Phone number is 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick Royer, of course, the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. I'm Mark Elliott. We're glad you're with us today for On the Money with Jerry and Nick. And we're talking about some questions you really need to ask if you're thinking about and you see the need, obviously, for a financial advisor. How do you go about doing that? For those of us that aren't in the financial world, easy for Jerry and Nick. For those of us like me that aren't in the financial world, these are some great questions to think about, and they're giving you kind of the direction to go about and how to do it as well. And, you know, these questions that we're going through, Jerry, the thing is, they just keep coming. There are a lot of questions. What's next on your list?
Well, one question, Mark, would be, don't be shy. Ask the questions. You know, how are you currently licensed? That's a big one. Nick touched on this earlier when we talked about having two licenses. How some people might just have one. Maybe it's just an insurance license or it's just a securities license. Insurance license brokers and advisors basically will just sell you those products.
Just insurance.
Yep.
Fixed annuities, insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, just those things.
A securities license allows a person to sell securities which carry risk, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds. If they only have one type of license, folks, there might be a reason that they're only suggesting one type of place for you to put your money.
Right, exactly.
You think?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, look for someone who's duly licensed, that they have both. They have more options. They're not biased. Also ask, are you captive or are you independent? We discussed on that, earlier in the show. I started with Metropolitan, and I got to tell you, there you sold Metropolitan products. Prudential may have a better fit for certain people, but you couldn't sell Prudential when you were writing for Metropolitan. That's why I struck out on my own. So I'd have basically a lot of instruments, a lot of tools in my box that I could go and design a plan that I knew when I laid my hand on my head on the pillow at night that people were going to be taken care of. And I didn't have to worry about getting a phone call saying, what did you do to me?
And all this adds up to you needing to have a dependable income plan to make sure your money lasts. And that's exactly what we do during our complete planning review. And I can tell you that we've walked hundreds and hundreds of folks through this process who have called in through our radio program or come to one of our live events and sat down with us and gone through this process. And most of them do not become clients, but I think almost all of them leave our offices with more value and more clarity and more confidence in their retirement picture than what they started with. Our complete planning review consists of, number one, a retirement income analysis that will show you if you've saved enough and if you're okay or not, and how to use it so it lasts. Number two, that we'll go over is a stress test. Just like the federal government uses with the banks to find out how steady they are, we'll do the same thing on your portfolio to see how you would work out if another 2008 happened again. The third thing that we're going to do is that we're going to build that one-page financial blueprint that we talked about. It's the plan. We sit, we walk you through the plan, and obviously you can be the judge if you want to implement that plan or not. There's no pressure, there's no obligation. And that's the complete planning review for the next 9 callers who call 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. If you have $200,000 saved for retirement, call now and schedule your time to come into our offices and get your complete planning review. You're going to benefit from going through that process.
Today, Jerry and Nick are working their way down the list of questions that you need to ask your prospective financial advisor. We've got a few more to get to. Stay with us. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
The stock market. You either love it or hate it. Remember what happened to your investment and retirement accounts back in 2001 and again in 2008? And I hope we certainly never have to go through that again, but you never know. How much risk are you taking with your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts? I'll bet you didn't think you were taking much risk the last time the market fell. But look what happened. Make sure you never get caught off guard by taking too much risk. Get your retirement accounts stress tested. Group 10 Financial has been helping people retire for over 49 years. They've seen the best and the worst the economy and the stock markets have to offer. They've helped guide their clients through it all. Let them stress test your retirement accounts so you can see how much risk you're really taking. Don't ever get surprised again. Jerry and Nick Royer and the Group 10 Financial team will help you get your portfolio stress tested, and they'll do it for free. It may just open your eyes. Call 844-GROUP-10. That's 844-GROUP-10. Or you can always go to the web, group10financial.com. Never get caught off guard again. 844-GROUP-10. Investment advisory services provided by Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer. Of course, Jerry is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial, started the business back in 1965. Nick Royer is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, and their office is located right there in Maitland. I'm Mark Elliott, and we're glad you're with us today. You know, we're talking about questions that you need to be asking if you're trying to hire a financial advisor, somebody to help you with your retirement planning. And today's financial environment, boy, it makes a lot of sense to get some help with this process. It's a really difficult thing to do on your own because you certainly don't know what you don't know. So, Nick, let's move on to the next question. That's what we're talking about. Questions to ask to hire a financial advisor to help you through your retirement. What's next on your list?
Well, you got to ask how they're compensated. How do you make money? Obviously, they're not in it for free. It's kind of like walking into the bank and expecting that nobody behind the teller desk makes any money. I mean, you know, people are there to make money, and so you have to ask that question just so you know if it's fair or not. Are they fee-based? Are they commission-based? Here's what the difference is. A commission-based person can offer commission-based products, just like going into the bank. You go into the bank and you have a CD and you buy a CD from somebody at the bank, chances are that person makes money or a stipend of some sort from bringing in that business. But it doesn't, you know, if you put $100,000 in a CD, you don't pay anything to that person. The bank just pays them out of what their profits are. And that's what would be called like commission-based. You have fee-based. A fee-based would be similar to something like they get paid a fee based on assets under management. So if you have $100,000, they may get a fee as a percentage every year on whatever that is. Maybe it's a percent, maybe it's 2%, maybe it's 3%. There's some that are higher than that. The industry standard is somewhere around 2 to 3%, but let's just say it's fee-based. And what you may end up having is somebody who, that's actually a good thing because if they grow your money, they're making more money. And if they lose you money, they're making less because their fee is based on what your asset value is. So you just got to look at that. How we look at it is client-based. Client-based just basically means that there's some things that are commission-based and there's some things that are fee-based. And sometimes, depending on a person, they need to have a little bit of both in their portfolio. Another thing to ask is there a fee for setting up a plan? Sometimes that's a good thing too, because if somebody's charging a fee for setting up a plan for you, maybe they are giving you unbiased advice. Whereas if they're doing something for free, they might be there might be strings attached or there might be a tie there.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. We're talking about questions that you need to ask in hiring your, maybe your first, maybe your next financial advisor. Jerry, what's the next question on the list you'd like to talk about?
Well, ask what happens to your money if something happens to whoever the principal is of the firm. You know, it's important. Clients ask me all the time because naturally they want to know what would happen to their account if I was hit by a bus.
I say a Mack truck.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell them, my sentence is, when I die, I want to go just like my grandpa, peacefully sleeping, not like the other passengers in his car.
You know?
Yeah. So when, you know, when he, We build plans. We give you the entire plan with all the instructions on how to make it work. Doesn't matter if you're in Florida and you decide, hey, I'm going to move to Las Vegas. You have a plan that's going to work, and you have the instructions and the team that can help you manage it throughout your entire 20, 30, 40 years of retirement. Make sure you pick an advisor who isn't alone. Make sure they have a team behind them, not somebody like the guy that knocked on that door that you talked about, Nick, but just come up and says, how much money do you have? I got this plan.
Yeah, it sounded like he was a lone guy, but who knows? He may have had 10 other guys on other streets doing it too. I mean, who knows? We have a team in place to help assist our clients. If one person isn't there, there's a team to help along the way. Same thing in real estate. Look at the best real estate companies. They have teams of people. You have the real estate agent, and then that real estate agent has a team that helps as well. If you have just one person who's on that real estate team and something's happening with your house and it needs to be sold and you can't reach them, that's kind of a problem. So the good thing of having a team is team stands for together, everybody achieves more. And we believe that here at our firm, and just make sure if you're working with somebody that they have a team that's helping them too.
We're going through a list of questions to ask a prospective financial advisor. And if you would like to sit down with Jerry and Nick, you can bring these questions right to them and ask them. And that's at Group 10 Financial right there in Maitland, 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation consultation, 800-691-3372. So, Jerry, we're getting down to the end here of the program. What's next on your list?
Well, ask them, you know, whoever you're talking to, how do you go about creating a financial plan for your clients? Be sure you have a discussion, you know, about how the advisor or their firm will help you create your own particular financial plan. What's the process that they use? Are you going to help, develop both an income and a spending plan for your finances? I got to tell you, when you retire, you need an income plan and you got to have a spending plan. You know, how will the plan manage your risk and your wealth? How will the plan handle if I lose my wife? How will the plan pass the money on to my heirs easily as possible? How often will the plan be reviewed and adjusted? That is so important to make sure you're on target.
It's like building a house. You get the blueprint, then you find the materials, then you build the house, then you move in, then you have maintenance. And building a financial plan that's solid follows the same principles. That's why we have a one-page blueprint. It shows each investment how it will work, how your income plan will be brought in. It eliminates any mistakes. And it helps eliminate financial landmines that can really disrupt your financial situation. You know, our process is pretty simple. We have people come in and it's over several steps. We evaluate your situation, try and find out what your goals are, your concerns. We sit with you and we ask those questions. Then we help build that strategy or that blueprint. Then we implement that if it makes sense. We help you implement that plan. And then we present that plan. Here's your finished plan that's accomplish the goals that you wanted to accomplish. And then we review that as time goes on, just like maintenance on a house or maintenance on a car.
Once again, as you guys always do week in and week out on this program, and it's a great way to kick off the weekend. We hope all of you obviously have a great weekend. But you guys always talk a lot about a lot of great topics that pertain to retirement. And of course, you guys do a great job. Jerry, you've been in this. You started the company back in 1965. Nick, you've obviously had a great mentor, and now you're mentoring other financial advisors in your time, and especially as the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. This can be kind of a complicated thing. You know, it's easy for you guys because you're in this world day in and day out. I am not, other than hosting this show, which is great for me because I gain a lot of knowledge. But there are so many things that I don't know, which means I don't know them, so I'm not even sure to ask. This was a really good show on the questions we need to ask to find somebody to help us. Jerry, I guess the final question would be, how do you want to wrap up today's program?
Well, you have to ask the questions. Become educated on your finances, folks, and on the team helping you with those finances. You are really hiring your own personal chief financial officer for your money. Be sure you're confident with that person and their team. With that said, folks, we've had a great show today, and Let's go over one more time the value you get when you come in and visit with us. It's called a complete retirement review, and we'll help you build your own private retirement blueprint. The retirement blueprint for a reason, because the first thing we do is create a one-page financial picture of your particular situation. It's an incredibly simple, and you'll get our recommendations. We list your concerns, potential problems you may have on this blueprint, and we'll show you what you can expect. There's no pressure whatsoever.
In addition to that one page, that's part of that retirement blueprint that we talk about, we'll give you an income projection so you can see if you're okay for the rest of your life. Are you at risk of running out of money during retirement? We'll do a stress test on your portfolio to find out how much risk you are at if another 2008 happens again. We'll crunch the numbers for you and find out, okay, if we have crisis in our country, what's going to happen to your portfolio? Those are the things that we're going to go over, and then talk about opportunities. If you need to lower your risk, how are we going to do that? If you need to lower deleverage your portfolio, how do we do that? It's all part of the complete planning review. Again, for the next five callers that call 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. Hundreds and hundreds of people have gone through this process in the Central Florida area. Be one of the next folks that we are able to help.
Yeah, our firm, you know, like we've been helping people for over 50 years now, and it's our goal to help give you the knowledge and strategies to help you retire well. That's why I'm here. That's why Nick's here. That's why the whole team is here. And again, be with us next week, same time at 8 a.m. Mark Elliott will be here with us again with the Retirement News Network. And be sure to join us again every Saturday at 8 o'clock. And I want to thank you again for your time this time. Until next time, so long, everyone.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Group 10 Financial and Brookstone Capital Management are independent of each other. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product, features, and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.